from the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Tal Nacarado, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
I was back with my best gal, yeah, in her feather bed. Well, I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose this good time hard line, hell on Church Street blues. And I read yesterday's news, and I folded up page 21, and I put him in both shoes, and I paid my nickel to the poor, my good turn for the day, and I folded up my old billfold, and I threw it all away, and I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these hard time good line, hell on Church Street blues, hell on Church Street blues. Some guitar strings, old black diamond brand. Well, I'd string me up this old guitar, and I'd go and join some band. But I guess I'm just gonna sit right here and sit and pick a while. Well, I'm trying to make a little change and make you people smile. Well, I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose hard time, bad line, hell on Church Street blues. These thin dime, hard line, hell on Church Street blues. Hell on Church Street blues. These thin dime, hard line, hell on Church Street. Hell on Church Street, hell on Church Street blues.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky. A UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm tonight's host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to our 550th live performance. And that seems like a good number, a good reason for a rowdy round of applause, I should think. Tonight we're pleased to present another night of great music with Tal Naccarato. Tal Naccarato, the roots Americana country blues guitarist, banjo player, vocalist, songwriter. Tal, is there anything else? Recording artist? Let's add one more item to it. Tal was most recently featured as a solo acoustic performer at the Merlefest Festival in North Carolina, as well as at the South Florida Folk Festival in Fort Lauderdale. And he has deservedly taken his place amongst the very best players of roots Americana music worldwide, performing his own original brand of roots music in the Piedmont fingerstyle country blues tradition. Please welcome tonight's guest to the Red Barn Radio stage, Tal Naccarato.
Well, the Baptists go by water and the Methodists go by land. But I tell you, my friend, if you want to get to heaven, well, you gotta go hand in hand. Well, Jesus taught the people by the Sea of Galilee. He said, I am the way and the truth and the word, and you gotta come in by me. And the door's so low, you can't crawl under it. It's so high, you never go over it. It's so wide, you never go around it. You must come in at the door. Well, you can talk about me, brother, just as much as you please. But if I talk about you, it'll be to the Lord as I get down on one knee. Well, Satan is a liar, and he wears a hypocrite's shoes. And if you don't watch your step right here, he's gonna slip one right on you. And the door's so low, you can't crawl under it. It's so high, you'll never go over it. It's so wide, you never go around it. You must come in at the door. What? What? Come on, talk to me now. Satan fool you, 'cause brother, you'll find out when the day of judgment comes along, your sins are gonna lock you out. He can sing just like an angel. Well, don't you believe a word. As a matter of fact, he's gonna steal your soul if you don't put your faith in the Lord. And the door's so low, you can't crawl under it. It's so high, you can't climb over it. It's so wide, you'll never go around it. You must come in at the door. And the door's so low, you can't crawl under it. It's so wide, you'll never go over it. It's so wide, you'll never go around it. You must come in at the door.
Good evening, folks. I'm Brad Becker, and I'm here this evening on Red Barn Radio with Italo Tal Naccarato. And Tal, as you can hear, is an extraordinary guitar player and a nice singer, and is sort of reinterpreting a lot of tunes that some of you may know of, having so much fun just looking at your cache of tools up here. You have some neat stuff. You have a lot of picks. Tell us about all those tools you have up there. Why so many picks?
Well, it's funny because we talked about the Reverend Gary Davis, and the thing about the Reverend was he would say, a piano player has two hands, a guitar player has three. Now you've got your left hand, which you fret with, and don't pay any attention to that, because that don't mean a thing. Anyone can learn how to play the left hand. It's the thumb and the one finger. That's two other hands. You've got your bass going, and then you've got your melody going. Now I will use four fingers bare, three fingers bare. I'll use two fingers with plastic picks, two fingers with metal picks, and you've seen me doing that, switching out all night here tonight. They asked Doc Watson, what kind of music do you play? And he said, I play what I like, you know, so I feel the same exact way. They put these labels on you, but by the time you get to be 52, for as long as I've been 52...
Hundreds of days,
hundreds
right?
of years. You know, you just kind of have your own style. It's just, it's like, what do you play? So I basically will use, do you use picks? Yes. Well, what kind? Yes. Again, Doc Watson, he would play these things. And I said, wow, I can't do that. How am I going to ever learn how to play like that? And I was a kid listening to it. And he would go. And I said, well, I could do that. So I did that for a couple of months. And I went. And then he went. And I said, well, I could do that too. So I did that for a couple of months. And then I said, now, let's see, how can I put that together?
Shoals, time's gonna bed there, I'm told, cause I got them deep river blues.
Talk to us about your road to this kind of music.
Started out, I was classically trained. My mother, you know, when I was taking classical guitar lessons, you know, just when you say classical guitar lessons, you know, when you're a kid, you know, when you're 8 years old, it's, you know, learning how to read through one or two method books, you know. And it served me well because I dropped it for a while, then I went back, and then I started to teach as well. So there's nothing like, I always tell any of my students, you know, learn how to read through a few method books for sure. After a while, I didn't want to take lessons anymore. I was just moping around. I was like, you know, and it was like, you know, I mean, the day of like Eric Clapton and Cream and all this stuff was happening. I was like, you know, with this look on my face. She goes, "What's the matter with you?" I said, burst out crying. I said, "I don't want to play the guitar anymore. I don't want to learn." And she went, "Okay, well, don't. You save me $15 a week." And I went, "What?" Time I never see you again. You've been cheating me forever. It's time we get things right. Fare thee well, my fair weather friend. What? Well, the devil, he tried teaching me a lie. He asked if I would care to reply. I told him I'd get by. I would stand behind my God and give my guardian angel a try. Farewell, my fair weather friend. It's time I never see you again. You've been cheating me forever. It's time we get things right. Fare thee well, my fair weather friend. What? Christ's great sea gives up its dead to rise. We'll be tired of all the tired and the liars. He will burst these prison bars, pour out wine from water jars. When Christ's great sea gives up its dead to rise. Travel on my way. Well, I hunger not for bread, but for your living word instead. Christ put a fence post round me every day. Farewell, my fair weather friend. It's time I never see you again. You've been cheating me forever. It's time we get things right. Fare thee well, my fair. Fare thee well, my fair. Fare thee well, my fair weather friend. Well, practice is a funny thing. It's like when you talk about, you know, yoga masters and people who do all kinds of spiritual, you know, meditation. It's called practice. And then it's funny when you talk about a doctor, you know, hits his practice. So practice is a word that really has, you know, it doesn't mean what people think it means, you know. And as far as practice with an instrument, when any time you get to around 10,000 hours practicing anything, that's when you get to the point where it's just, you're there if you hang in there. The magic number is in and around 10,000 hours, people always say. And I've gotten many more than that in, I'm sure. And as Jimmy Webb, the famous songwriter, you know, who wrote all the Glen Campbell, not all, because Glenn wrote a lot, but wrote a lot of the Glen Campbell stuff, Jimmy Webb, he said, if it doesn't hurt, you're not doing it right.
I just want whenever I hear guys playing the kind of music you're playing, especially with the, you know, that involves so much finger repetition and technique, it's like you guys who do this and banjo, you know, you strike me as guys who are kind of nerdy, like able to sort of sit and do this. You were talking about doing this over and over and over, over and over.
You know what it is? It's you have to be able to spend a great amount of time by yourself. You're on the road by yourself, and you come in into this world by yourself and all that, you know. I mean, but it's that, you know. You need to be able to spend a lot of time by yourself. I mean, I played with bands my whole life, you know, and I got tired of showing up and the band was drunk and I was sober. And then, I would show up, I was drunk and they were sober. And, you know, just one time, I wish the two of us would be. It's just so hard to travel with people. I love playing with people, you know, but it's just so hard to do that. You know, you can just pick up and do what you want to do when you play solo. And I'll probably play with a band again. You know, I played with bands my whole life, you know. You know, learning the acoustic guitar. Then, all of a sudden, this thing, the electric guitar, came along when I was a kid, you know? So I said, I want an electric. And my mom said, my father said, well, can you drive a nail with it? You know, an electric guitar, what does that do? I mean, does it light up the backyard? Electric guitar? He's like, no. So my mother just looked at me and went, like, waved her hand and said, don't pay him, never no mind. And then she took me down to the store and bought me this Japanese electric guitar that was very popular in the 60s because they cost like about, you know, $19 or something. And they had all these bells and whistles on them, and my first electric guitar was this horrible thing, but it looked great. And it had four pickups on it. I mean, four pickups, imagine. And all these tremolo bars and all this stuff. And the strings were about this far, you know, like 6 inches from the fretboard. There was no playing it, so you could play a single string, maybe, you know, and play. on and on you would go, but then finally my mom took me down and bought me a Gretsch, a $50 Gretsch guitar. And it was like, after that, it was like, yeah, we just, there's no stopping it.
Gretsch Electric?
Yeah. I still have it.
Oh, nice.
I don't play it, but I still have it. It's in pieces somewhere. It's some luthier's shop somewhere. Thank you very much.
Leading us into the break, here's Red Barn Radio's Whitney Ickey with Ray Adams.
You bring the light. can hardly look away. Look into your eyes. No, it has been a while. Your breath holds in mine.
We're back with Tal Nacarado after this break, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio. We'll be right back.